22 after 6 at Money Radio's Business for Breakfast Show. Ken Morgan and Mark Asher with you. Nice to have you join us today. And I believe we have Monica on the phone. Is that right, Monica?
Yes.
Monica,
hi, how are you?
Monica Eaton Cordone, co-founder of eConsumer Services. And we're talking about something that sort of hits home with me because I got a notice about 2 weeks ago from Bank of America that there was maybe something a little fishy with one of the charges on my card. They didn't tell me what the company was or if there was something wrong or not ever, but they have since sent me a replacement card, and my old card is no good anymore. What happens when people get those replacement cards? Do they just say, okay, I'll just move along with life, or do they change their whole attitude about using cards?
Well, that's a great question. I wish that more people change their attitude about using cards and how to protect themselves. But unfortunately, most of us receive that replacement card and take, you know, we actually relax by the fact that we were contacted by our bank, and so we trust our bank to be protecting our best interest. And we still keep easy-to-remember passwords, and we aren't as vigilant as we should be in really protecting our card details.
So they go on their daily business and use their cards, which I would do, by the way. I would just keep using my card. I mean, I might change my password, but that's what the card is for. And, pardon me, that's why I hire these banks or credit cards, and I call it hire because when I apply for their card, I'm hiring them to manage my credit cards. I would think that they're on my side. Are you saying they're not?
Well, they're on your side, but we have to take a look at, you know, being a consumer, you also have a responsibility to pay attention to, you know, where you have your information. What are you doing to protect your own identity? What are you doing to protect your own information? Your bank is really there as a vehicle to assist you. And if you're not assisting yourself as well, then you're not going to have, you know, you're not going to have the maximum protection, which is ultimately what you want to achieve in order to prevent this type of fraud.
Now, are there some people who get those replacement cards when fraud has been suspected or actually has occurred, and they just say, you know what, I give up. I'm not using this card at all anymore.
Unfortunately, that statistic is not too high. people who receive replacement cards, what we have seen statistically is most consumers, if they receive a replacement card, they rarely question that. They rarely think that they're receiving it because it was due to fraud or that their card was compromised. Many consumers believe that they are just receiving it due to some new terms and conditions or some change with, you know, the issuing bank. There was a merger. There was an acquisition. There was an update with a new chip. We've been conditioned to put so much trust and faith into these banks, and we know that it's very easy to file a chargeback, to call our bank, and more often than not, our bank is able to actually catch the fraud before we are. Unfortunately, that doesn't lend itself to become the best policy, however.
Going back to what I mentioned, my personal thing here, why doesn't Bank of America tell me which merchant they suspect? Is it because they're trying to catch them? Is that what's going on?
Well, I think they are telling you in a way. If you take a look at your credit card transaction receipt, then you should be able to identify evidence where potential charges or charges were pending and then they were disputed, or you'd actually see where you had a charge and then Bank of America proactively addressed that charge and immediately processed a refund in the form of a chargeback. So this type, maybe you received a text. Some of these issuers like Chase, Bank of America, they'll text you and they'll say, hey, did you authorize this charge for this merchant?
Right.
You do have that information available, but do they take the opportunity to reach out to you and say, hey, this merchant was trying to charge you? No, because more often than not, it wasn't actually a merchant. It was some type of a breach. Someone got your details, and it may actually be an advertising agent that is trying to make money with various merchants. So the merchant actually is innocent. It's actually the affiliate of that merchant that is committing fraud.
We are visiting with Monica Eaton Cordone. She is the co-founder of eConsumer Services. She joins us here on the Business for Breakfast Show. All right, so what do we do? What's your advice if we are compromised, we do get that phone call, we do get that replacement card in the mail? What do you think should happen next?
Well, first off, before you get that replacement card, if you ever, ever, ever receive a phone call from anyone trying to get your cardholder details and telling you that your card was compromised or sending a card, make sure you never give those details on the phone. Secondly, when you get that replacement card, the best policy is to make sure that you change all of your passwords. Make sure you use a strong password. A strong password is 8 digits, and it includes both letters and numbers. Many people don't change their passwords. Even if they've been victims of fraud, they still don't change their passwords. And that is just asking for that event to happen again and again. Take a look at the card that you have on your phone. If you have a card and it's enrolled on your phone, make sure that you remove that. Also, if you have it on your phone, go to the settings on your phone and make sure all the data on your phone is encrypted. There's an option on every single phone to have data encrypted, which just creates a more safe environment for your details so that they can't as easily be taken.
All right, let me tell you what a dodo you're dealing with when you're talking to me, Monica. I also got an email yesterday from Bank of America saying, by the way, since you have activated your replacement card, your Android Pay thing is not working anymore. I forgot that I even had it. As a matter of fact, I've never used it. It's on my phone, though, but I forgot. So I'm susceptible to all kinds of nastiness, I guess.
Yeah, it's difficult. The world is changing so rapidly. And as a consumer, what we want most is that frictionless, fast, instant gratification payment method. We don't want to be bothered with, you know, hassle passwords and having to call this place and call that place. We want that instant checkout,
right?
Which is great, but we just have to take a measure, you know, whether maybe you set up a reminder on your phone that every 30 days or every 60 days, then you just tell yourself, go in and change all your passwords.
Right. Monica.
Since they're saved anyway. Right. Sorry, go ahead.
Monica Eden Cardone, I'm sorry. We're
I
out
have to go change my
morning.
Password That's, right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're both going to be
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is not a good one. Dang.
No. Monica, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Great
Thank
meeting
you,
with you.
Bye-bye.